Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. I just want to jump right into it. I don't even waste time. Let's just jump straight into it, right? I want you to start thinking of your life as a book. Think of your life as a book. Think of your life as a story. Think of your life as a movie. And you're the one who's writing the script. Or we can think of your life as a mirror. And what you're writing, what you're telling yourself, what you're believing in, what you, the inner thoughts, the things that nobody ever knows about. This is what your movie's writing. Sorry, this is what your movie's playing. So if we start thinking of your inner world, and here's what your inner world is when you close your eyes and the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions and all those things that are brewing inside, this is the inner world. That is what's creating your outside reality. That is what's creating your outside reality. It's when you close your eyes or you're in a closed room, you're by yourself, and those thoughts, those it doesn't matter what it is, that is what's creating your reality. Not the thing, not the masks that we wear, not the personas, not the personalities that we create for the public. That's not creating it. It's when no one's around. When you find out bad news, how you react. When you get that bill and you look at your bank account, and you wonder, oh no, what? That's what's creating your reality. It's the inner world. And sometimes, and I'll be at fault for this, sometimes when people talk about the inner world and the outer world's a reflection of the inner world, they never really break down what the inner world is. The inner world is that those parts of you that nobody knows, the unconscious parts of ourselves, right? I'm reading a book called The World is a Mirror. The world is a mirror. The world is a mirror. And I'm going to read an excerpt from it. I'm going to read an excerpt from it because it hit differently when I read it, okay? It hit different. It said, believe in yourself and know for a fact that if you know something, it has no choice but to be true. Knowingness is the most powerful technique and the fastest one to work. When you know something, it is instantly a fact. I'm going to say this one more time for the people in the back. Believe in yourself and know for a fact that if you know something, it has no choice but to be true. Knowingness is the most powerful technique and the fastest one to work. When you know something, it is instantly a fact. So that's the game changer. That's the game changer. You had to know. You had to know that this life was nothing more than a reflection of whatever I commanded to it. Whatever I command, it has no choice. It has no choice but to mirror it. It does not have a choice. It does not have a say. And here's what we have to be open to. Because it doesn't have a say, it's going to present itself in any way that it can. It's going to present itself in any way that it can. The question is, are you going to be aware of it to realize when it comes to you? And I started to ask myself, okay, so I need to know myself. Because the better I know myself, the better I can start to consciously create. How well do I know myself? So I started to interview myself. I started to ask myself these questions. Who are you? What are you? Why are you? Why are you this way? Why do you have these thoughts? Why do you have this perspective? All of this interrogation of me understanding myself, because the Greeks said it best. Know thyself. When you know thyself, you don't need to depend on anybody to tell you who you're not. When I know myself, I can know now what I want instead of the unconscious part of me wanting something out of desperation, wanting something out of fear, wanting something out of filling a void within myself that actually was an illusion. Oh, I want this, so then I'll be enough. I want this relationship, then I'll be enough, and I'll be accepted. When I know myself, I can trust myself. So now I trust my decision-making. You see how this works? I trust my decision-making. I roll with the mistakes. Somebody said to me today, I'm just mad at myself because I made a mistake. They know, they don't understand what mistake is. Mistake ain't nothing but tuition. That's all it is. The universe say, I'll give you everything, but do you not know that we have to have mistakes? Because your butt got to pay. You're going to have to pay for what I'm going to give to you. There's going to be a transaction. You want this? Okay, cool. I'll give it to you. Here's how you pay. With mistakes. That is the tuition that we pay so we can learn. Every time that you learn, you know just a little bit more. When you know just a little bit more, you upgrade your awareness. When you upgrade your awareness, you expand your frequency. Do we see how this works? Do you see? So now, if what I want is on that frequency, what I got to do, I got to go through the mistakes. I got to go through the failure. I got to go through the hardship. I got to go through the struggle. I got to go through the setback. The question is, are you going to give up? Are you going to stop? Are you going to say, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I can't do this. Or are you going to have this mindset of, nah, I'm either going to do it or I'm going to die doing it. I'm either going to do it or I'm going to die doing it. And you know what? When you get to this place, you don't need no support. I'm going to figure this out. That's what we call them dogs. That's what we call a dog mentality. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. But what if I'm going to figure it out. Yeah, but they said you can't. Okay, that was just a perspective. I'm the creator of my reality. I'm creating my reality. I'm going to sit here and fall for this bullshit. I fell for that for like 30-something years. But intuitively, deep down, I just knew, is this reality just really real as what they've told me? Or am I literally creating this reality? I can literally create, shit, let's create this motherfucker. Let's do it the way we want this time. I don't know how long I'm going to live. Maybe I got till 60, 70, 80, 54. I don't know. But for this back half, it's mine. It's mine. You may be 30. 20? I don't know how old you are. Create it the way you want. Create it the way you want. Know that it's just a mirror. If I smile at this motherfucker, it ain't got no choice but to smile back. It has to smile back. It has to smile back. You know when you look in that mirror, that's why you look at that mirror. Because the mirror is going to reflect you whatever you are. This is what life is. This is what life is. It's going to reflect you back to what you are. But it's the inner part that nobody has to see. So you can go out here and fake the funk. You can go out here and fake the funk and act like you're, no, yeah, I'm this, I'm that. But deep down inside, when you get back home, you cry and you cry and you cry. And you feel insecure and you don't feel like you're enough. That's what's creating the reality on the outside. So it's trying to tell you, we just got work to do. That's all. It's not bad. It's not bad. The mistakes aren't bad. The fact that it's not happening isn't bad. The universe is just trying to tell you, you just got work to do. You just not there yet. My son the other day, he was playing an AAU game. I love coaching these little kids because it's like, I'm like, you think I'm coaching basketball? I'm not coaching basketball. I'm coaching life. I'm just using basketball as the resource, as the means. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to, and while I'm coaching, I'm like, dang, that's like life. Oh, that's like life. My son kept getting blocked by this dude, right? We're playing sixth grade. He's in fifth grade. We're playing sixth grade. This dude, first of all, I don't even remember he was really in sixth grade. He looked like he was probably about 15 years old. But he kept getting blocked, kept getting blocked, kept getting blocked. I said, brother, you going to keep getting blocked? You ain't going to do nothing different? You just going to keep doing the same thing. You going to keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. What they call that, insanity, right? And he looked at me, he goes, but I said, it's not working. It's not working, and that's okay. We're going to have to be able to pivot. So why am I saying this? We use basketball right now for life. You got to be able to pivot in life. Sometimes what you're doing just isn't working. That's okay. The reason why it's not working, because life is trying to say, hey, you're not at that frequency anymore. We got to keep it moving. Let's make a hard left right here. The question is, are you going to be willing to let go of the old so you can usher in the new? Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. Are you going to be willing to let go of the old so you can usher in the new? Because life is constantly evolving. The third law of this universe, the third law of this universe is the law of vibration, saying that everything is constantly vibrating. Everything's constantly in change. The question is, are you going to be willing to let go of what was? See, the ego wants you to stay on that same path. The ego wants you to go ahead and keep shooting that same shot and keep getting blocked. Nah, we're going to have to pivot. In order to pivot, though, I'm going to be a little bit uncomfortable. I'm going to have a little bit of doubt. Am I going to be able to make this? I'm going to have to shoot this with this other hand. I'm not comfortable with this other hand. But this is how you develop. So my son, I'm like, yo, you got to give a hezzy. You can't just come here and just keep shooting the same thing. Give the big man a hezzy. Get around him. You have to lay it with the left maybe. He's like, yeah, but my... You see, the universe is trying to force you to develop something that was undeveloped. Good God almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me. So this is why the mistakes keep happening. The universe is trying to say, hey, this isn't working. This ain't working. You're going to have to try something different. But if you try something different, ooh, do you not know you're going to have something else in your bag now? You're going to be able to lay this up now? You got a left? Oh my gosh. The world is just a mirror. It's going to be whatever you say it is on the inside. So when you have that moment of doubt, when you have that thing that's like, oh my goodness, this is a dead end. Let this be a sign. Here's my opportunity. Good God almighty. Here I am now, and this big dude's about to block me. Here's my chance. The question is, am I unconsciously going to do what I've been doing that has not been working? Or am I consciously going to make the adjustment, the adjustment? You see that word? Adjustment. Just means to rectify. Adjustment. Adjustment. You hear the word meant? Meant. Mental. Meant means to think. Am I going to rectify my thinking so I can have a different result? Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. Y'all ain't trying to hear nothing I'm saying. The adjustment is needed anytime that you have a mistake. The mistake was the tuition. Huh, take this, universe. Let me, matter of fact, here. Here's a couple bands right there. You got that? You take that? Boom. Got it. Okay. Now I got to adjust. I got to adjust now. What I got to do differently? You see that reflection? You see that? You see I'm asking? What do I have to do differently? Because the opportunity is going to come again for you to try it again. Good God almighty. You're going to get another chance. You're going to get another chance. You're going to get another chance, but you got to apply what you've learned. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Oh my gosh. I'm speaking to somebody right now. I'm speaking to somebody. This is, I don't know who this is right now. I don't know who this is. I'm telling you, you're going to get another chance at it. You're going to get another chance. 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 But don't go back up there shooting that same floater. You're going to get blocked. Give it something else. Give it something else. Just try it. Just try it. Because through you trying it, in order for you to try something new, that meant you would have had to have create a newer version of yourself. And that was the universe's goal all to begin with. It only wanted you to continue to evolve and to become something more than what you are right now. Because its divine nature is creation. It can't not create. It can't. You have to develop a new name for it. You may have to get a new tattoo. You may have to have a new hairstyle. I don't know what you have to do. But you gotta be okay with when the universe is trying to say, oh my goodness, girl, become all that you can. Be something new. Please. Be something new. We trying. Do we not know that everything, that mansion, that house, that car, that relationship, that bank account, that health, that happiness, that peace, it's just waiting for you. But who you are today can't go there. Who you are can't go there. It can't go there. I was in a meditation yesterday and I was told, you're no longer Derek. You are DG. And I cried 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 and I cried. I said, thank you, Derek. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Derek. You have done a wonderful job of getting us to here, but let's go do this now. It's time, DG. It's time, DG. It's time. It's time, DG. Let's go do it. Let's go do it. Let's go do it. May this be permission for you. May this be permission for you. To go and do it. And here's the beauty of it. Life ain't got no choice. It ain't got no choice. It ain't got no choice. It ain't got no choice but the mirror. It ain't got no choice. When you step into that energy of knowing, this is why the Bible always used faith. This is why every religion, every content, it was trying to tell you this. It just wanted you to step out on faith. It wanted you to step on faith because faith was what preceded knowing. If I can believe something enough, that's what faith was. If I can believe a positive outcome enough, I'll know that it's going to happen. And when you know that it's going to happen,
This is when this field, this reality, your life, the mirror, the movie, the book has to correspond to it. So you notice with the laws of this universe, the second law was the law of correspondence. The third law was the law of vibration, meaning whatever was happening on the inside, it was going to correspond on the outside. As within, so without. As above, so below. Look at what the third law was right behind it, the law of vibration. It's saying who you are on the inside has to correspond on the outside. But no, right up on behind that, there's going to have to be some change. There's going to have to be some change. But here's what we want. Here's we want the end result, but we're not willing to change. You got to let go of the old. Step into knowing. Test life. Life's always testing you. You test life. Test life. Walk out on the water. That's probably enough for now. You probably got what you needed. Finish it. Go do it. Go do it. Go smile at life. Go smile at it. Go release and let go of those things that kept you from smiling. Good God Almighty. Let go of those things inside of you, the versions of yourself that were created out of fear, created out of trauma, that were created out of scarcity, that were created out of, oh no, how am I going to do this? Let them die. Let them go. Release them. Heal them. Let them go. Let them go. And watch what life does. Watch what life does. Watch what life does. I promise you on everything I've ever loved. When the old folks used to say, I swear on everything. Life has no choice but to correspond. I must go now. You must go. We got work to do. Know that I love you. Know that you matter. And please know I'm going to see you at the top, and I can't wait to give you a hug when we get there. And as always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.